At Chase Monthly Open House on December 14, 2013, where Colonel Dan Rossman was the special guest, Rossman spent some time meeting with guests and other Chase members talking about his experiences during the Second World War. One of his stories, learning to fly before he learned how to drive.
Do that whole story again. About
that you learned to fly before you learned how to drive.
You needed to go somewhere, and he said, take the Jeep. No, yeah, but I don't want to tell the story. I want you to tell it.
Okay.
Well, I'm sitting in the tent. Yeah. Actually, I was contemplating suicide. There's a way of fear to end it. No. And messenger shows up and says, they want you in ops. So I walk down to ops. Captain Stratton, Dick Stratton was the ops officer, says, I want you to go down to the line and whatever. Someone says, okay. How do I get there? He said, what do you mean, how do you get there? Take the Jeep. I can't drive. So he said, here, I'll show you how. 10 minutes later, I was driving the Jeep. Well, you know, clutch, gears.
You were 20 then?
Yeah, I'm 20 years old.
You already knew how to fly airplanes, but you'd never driven a car before.
Well, only the rich people had cars. We weren't. We sure weren't rich.
That's remarkable.
Very, very story.
Yeah, some of the kids had jalopies they messed with, but I never got that far. So I learned to fly. I was in combat before I learned to drive.
That is so neat.
Were you over there when the bomb hit?
Oh, boy,
how far from you were you?
Oh, no, that was, in fact, actually, we were on a mission going south.
Okay, you weren't in Yaman or anything,
we were based in Oki at that point, but they were up in Japan, that's over 300 miles away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that your original flight jacket?
That's it.
That's really wonderful.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
The first 10 guys in the class got them.
Isn't that great? Yeah.
Number 10.
Oh, good.
I was happy to be number 10.
The first 10 go out of the
first 10.
Second.
What about the rest of them? They just didn't get one.
Said bye.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, no, not everybody got one.
Yeah.
Were you able, I know because I lived through the war too, but I just wondered, were you able to get emails home and so forth?
Emails?
Emails?
Emails? The letters.
I didn't use Vmail much. I just generally just wrote a...
You couldn't.
I wrote home every day. It was a short note so that they kept getting letters that had a date on it that said I was okay as of that date.